Cohasset Police Chief Bill Quigley says this all started around 2:30 Sunday afternoon.
A male known to the department entered the lobby of the police station. He had a chainsaw with him. The chainsaw was a gas chainsaw. It was running. He attempted to cut through the security door in the lobby of the police station. We did have a civilian desk attendant on. She was able to barricade herself and call officers in to assist her.
Police followed the man to his home where he barricaded himself. His two children were inside. They were not harmed. Metrolex SWAT and resources from surrounding towns responded to the scene. A shelter in place was issued for nearby homes, and at times the suspect could be seen throwing objects from a second floor window while police tried to talk to him. Quigley says after a few hours, the decision was made to enter the home.
Officers that actually entered the building, one of the officers ended up, you know, having a clear opportunity, and that was a quick way to bring him under control, and they did utilize a taser. And he walked out of the house under his own power, of course under arrest, so he appears to be okay, but to be cautious, we're going to have him checked, and again, we want to have his mental health evaluated.
A mother and a grandfather took custody of the children. The suspect was transported to South Shore Hospital. Quigley says he faces numerous felony charges in connection to the incident. In Cohasset, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.